IFPI News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Today I'm announcing charges against the shooter's parents, Jennifer and James Crumbly.
In Michigan, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald is filing more charges in the shooting at a high school this week that left four students dead.
The charges are as follows. James Crumbly is charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Jennifer Crumbly is also charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter.
The Crumblys had been summoned to the school a few hours before the shooting after a teacher found a drawing on their son's desk of a gun, a person bleeding, and the words, "Help me."
They did not indicate to school officials or to their son and inquire about the whereabouts of the gun or the existence of the gun.
Ethan Crumbly has been charged as an adult with two dozen crimes, including murder. The latest jobs report has provided a mixed picture that still points to a resilient economy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Employers added just 210,000 jobs in November, the fewest in nearly a year and less than half of what Wells Fargo's Sarah House says economists predicted.
The overall headline rate of job gains was pretty disappointing.
But the unemployment rate also dropped sharply to 4.2%, the lowest since the pandemic hit, with 1.1 million Americans saying they found jobs last month.
We're looking at the sharpest one-year decline in unemployment ever. Simply put, America's back to work.
President Biden notes Americans are still anxious amid high inflation and Omicron variant fears, but says the economic recovery continues. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is vowing to make it very, very difficult for Russian President Vladimir Putin to take military action in Ukraine. The president offered a measured warning amid growing concern about a Russian buildup of troops on the Ukrainian border. This is AP News. Lawyers who took up Donald Trump's cause after the 2020 election are being told they'll have to pay for their actions. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
Nine lawyers aligned with former President Donald Trump, including Sidney Powell and L. Lynn Wood, have been ordered to pay the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan a total of $175,000 in sanctions for abusing the court system with a sham lawsuit challenging the 2020 election results. The total includes more than $153,000 going to Detroit. The sanctions will cover the legal costs incurred by the city and Michigan in defending against the lawsuit. The money must be paid within 30 days. U.S. District Judge Linda Parker, who imposed the sanctions in August, rejected most of the attorney's objections to the proposed award for Detroit, but she did reduce it by $29,000. Parker previously ordered each of the lawyers to undergo 12 hours of legal education, including 6 hours in election law. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.